From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 30th, 2026. It's going to be May. Imagine a monthly show with local singers and musicians where they only perform original material. You're probably saying to yourself, wait, a Las Vegas show with no covers or tribute acts? But one such show has been happening for 20 years. The Composers Showcase of Las Vegas began in 2006. As a way for local music directors from the Strip to share and perform their new theatrical songs. It began modestly at a dive bar called Suede in the Fruit Loop, the name locals gave an area popular with the LGBTQ community. Graduated to the former Liberace Museum and then skipped around various spaces before settling in 2012 at the then brand new Smith Center, where it has held court ever since. On April 29th, the showcase moves from Myron's Cabaret Room to the bigger Reynolds Hall to celebrate two decades of building and supporting Las Vegas's musical creators, hailing from all musical pedigrees and genre preferences. Nevada is reportedly among U.S. states most affected by cybercrime. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says the elderly and cryptocurrency investors are the most victimized. Las Vegas law enforcement officials held a panel discussion this week focused on stopping criminal activity involving cryptocurrency. The digital or virtual currency continues to evolve, bringing with it criminal activity that offers unique anonymity. Due to cryptocurrency becoming a major component of the global financial system, officials say its mainstream presence makes it an attractive vehicle for opportunistic criminals. The panel also discussed the importance of law enforcement staying up to date with new technology to help identify stolen funds and hold criminals accountable. The Silver State ranks third for per capita losses from cryptocurrency-related fraud. A new report from the National Education Association finds that Nevada made the most progress of any state on raising educators' salaries from 2024 to 2025. The Nevada News Service reports that state legislators gave school districts an extra $250 million, which allowed them to raise teacher salaries by more than 11%. Nevada State Education Association President Don Echeverry says the bump in pay is helping attract and keep more employees, making a dent in the teacher shortage. She noted that the state had some of the highest vacancy rates in the nation, with Clark County missing over 1,000 teachers. Nevada education spending trails the national average by more than $4,000 per student. Summer is 2 months away, but the summer outdoor watering schedule for the Las Vegas Valley begins this Friday, May 1st. The Southern Nevada Water Authority says that through August 31st, sprinkler irrigation is prohibited between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., as is watering on Sunday. Grass should be watered using sprinklers for a maximum of 12 minutes, with 3 4-minute cycles running 1 hour apart. Grass can be watered up to 6 days a week in summer. The Water Authority recommends a 4-day-per-week watering schedule for drip-irrigated trees and plants, watering them for 30 to 90 minutes once per day. A few raindrops fell as Heather Grady gingerly transplanted beet seedlings into the earth, but the sky refused to release enough moisture to ease her worries about a dry winter that's left reservoirs low. With most of Colorado in drought, Grady and her husband Terrence began discussing how they could conserve more water in their backyard vegetable garden. "We feel personally responsible, even though it's not a problem we created," said Grady, who is committed to cutting back on water and shares her gardening journey on the Homesteading in Denver Instagram account. A winter of record low snowfall in much of the U.S. West means less snowmelt to feed the rivers and lakes that supply the region's water. It has sent a clear message to communities, agricultural producers, and businesses. Everyone must live with less. Cities are implementing outdoor watering restrictions. Denver Water announced drought restrictions on March 25th, the earliest in their history. Salt Lake City has urged residents to voluntarily cut back and mandates that government offices cut back. Cities such as Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Albuquerque already have year-round seasonal watering rules. You can read the full story and more at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.